The 2026 NHL draft is in the rearview mirror now, and the Anaheim Ducks ended up with 9 picks in this year's draft, coming into it with 6. We are joined now by Assistant General Manager and Director of Amateur Scouting, Martin Madden. Martin, the day is over. Do you feel a little bit of a sigh of relief now?
For sure. You know, entering the second round, you always hope that the draft will fall your way, that you'll get a little lucky and able to select players that you're passionate about. We thought we would be really active early in the day, couldn't get it done, yet we ended up with a player that we really wanted at 45. So it was a really good start to the day.
The organization had 4 trades throughout this to add some more picks to the draft. Did that kind of excite you guys, knowing that you had some more opportunities to select players?
Yeah, as scouts, we like to pick. So for sure, it's always exciting to have you know, what it allows us to do is go around the room and get a real sense of individual wants. You know, see, when you have less picks, you can't really do that. You have to be cutthroat and go for the best, regardless of differences amongst them. Now, I think in this draft, we were able to address passions from almost every staff member, which is really exciting.
One of the things that you mentioned to us going into the draft was there were a lot of defensemen in this draft. Ended up taking 3. What are your thoughts on the way that kind of all played out for this draft?
Yeah, at the top of the draft, I think is, you know, what I foresaw happen. You know, it was a really good top 15, top 20 draft, outstanding top 20. And those D fell where they were going to go, right? That's where the value was. That being said, that we were able to add 3 defensemen that we had targeted before the start of this day. As I had mentioned before, Jaden was a staff. We fell in love with him. Mm-hmm. He came back from high school, looked so comfortable taking charge in the USHL level in a small window of opportunity at the end of the year. Chicago did not make the playoffs, so it cut his window short, but I think it favored us today. And Eric's a longer term project, but a big boy with a nasty streak and the mobility to play that physical size at the pro level.
Going along a little bit more with at least the grouping of players that you did select, 5 of them are committed to play in NCAA hockey. What do you like about them being able to take that next step and obviously having that opportunity now with the way the rules have changed?
You know, it just allows for a smoother transition towards pro hockey. It gives the opportunity for these players to move on to NCAA when they're ready and step up against older, stronger players and adapt along the way to becoming a pro. So some of these guys will be going right into college hockey. Others will be staying behind and playing another year or 2 years in juniors. But we can dictate a little better what the path looks like. It gives us much more time also with many of these guys.
Well, I know that there were a number, 9 players to go through. You already touched on a few, so we're going to just kind of quickly go through. Start with the first round, of course. It's no secret that you guys were very excited to get Klepov at number 15. Why was that the case?
Nikita is he's a complete offensive player. He's a driven player. He's a kid who can operate on the inside, ability to cut to the middle, give and go, play with smart players, and finish once he's there. That's what is exciting about him. He's not just a playmaker. He's not just a scorer. He's a complete player who plays a pro game. He's really strong on the puck. He's good off the boards. He's good off the cycle. He can create through the middle of the ice as well. So he's a very flexible offensive player.
Do you think he would be close to taking the step to coming to the Ducks organization?
let's talk to him next week and see. But he is not very far from being able to compete. Just a good strong summer in the gym will help along the way.
The other first round pick, Marcus Nordmark, and for him, you know, I know this Ducks organization likes their Swedes. So, what about him stood out?
Again, lots of upside. He's lanky, he's fast, he's skilled, he can score goals. That's what drew us to him. He's got huge upside. The Janaki, Miko, Pavel, they loved his upside. They had him ahead. Like, the ceiling is really high. He's got first line ceiling. He's a really talented player.
Second round ended up having two picks. You already talked about that first one in Jaden Kurtz, but for Mathis Preston, someone that you know, we had the chance to speak with, really excited to be joining this organization. Historically, more recently, you guys have had a lot of success in that second round. You look at a guy like Jackson Lacombe, you know, just kind of similar type scenario. What was it about this grouping in the second round that you liked?
Again, it's no secret we wanted high upside players, high ceiling guys, players this season, and Mathis certainly has that talent. He's an NHL skater. He's got an NHL shot, and he's shown the capacity to rise and play with good players in the past. So that's what's exciting about his selection. It wasn't a perfect season for him, and I think he comes out of this draft with a bit of a chip on his shoulder, which will be perfect for us.
And as we move along into the third round, Ryan Chudzinski, he's someone that likes to hit, and we talked to him about that being that football background that he has. Did you see that playing a factor into his type of play?
Absolutely. Like, he's a dog on a bone. He's F1 through and through. He wants to be the first guy on the forecheck. He wants to finish. He wants to get inside. He wants to be net front. He's a hard competitor, and I think he fits very well in our prospect pool.
Well, as we're moving along, let's go over to the goaltender. One goalie taken in this round, and we know that Sudsy was waiting for that moment to for Gleb. What, in terms of just being able to, you know, get insight on him and scout him, you've talked about just some of his upside and how athletic he is. Why could he potentially, you know, fit in with this Ducks group?
Well, I think what Sudsy, you know, KK, first of all, KK loves the kid. He really thinks this is a quality individual. He met with him repeatedly this season, and he was, so KK brought him to Sudsy's attention. So Sudsy started following him throughout the season. Loves the athleticism, as you said. Like, he's got really quick feet. He's lanky, he tracks the puck really well. In terms of structure, I think that's where Sudsy thinks that he can help him. Technically, there's some work to do. He needs to get a little bit calmer in his crease. He's really aggressive. He wants to challenge that shooter. It's going to take some time to adjust to the NHL ice, smaller ice. But that's what really excites us about him, is that he's an NHL goalie body with outstanding athleticism. So you can mold his structure, you can mold his technical skills over the next little while.
Was he someone that you were able to see at the Gold Star hockey event?
Yes, he was there. Yeah, they had nine goalies on the ice for a 45-minute session on Monday. So we got to see Gleb, which is good, because on video you see some things. You're able to get situations, but the camera moves away from goalies, you know, pretty quickly. In that camp, we were able to take a much better look at what was happening with his feet and his technique as the play moved around the offensive zone. So we got a good insight on him during that weekend.
Was Nikita Klepov also there?
Yeah, Nikita was there. He stood out like a sore thumb. He was outstanding.
Well, Martin, we'll just keep it rolling with the last pick in the seventh round, and it was James Reber. Why was he the perfect one to cap it off?
we were still, there was still a bit of infighting on the staff. There was still some passion for a player in the seventh round. And there was definitely lots of passion for, from the three US staff members. Like they've been talking about James as a want player in the seventh round for the last 2 months. So it was fitting that we were able to get him there.
How satisfied are you with this draft group at the end of the day now?
Yeah, I think we got a lot of talent, lots of upside in different packages. So if you're not happy about this draft, I don't know why you're doing this job. This is a great day.
What's the next steps for you?
Rookie orientation camp next week, so it'll be nice to get to talk to these kids and see them in a Ducks uniform for the first time.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Martin, for joining us, and congratulations on another draft.
Thank you, Alexis. Appreciate it.
It is day two of the NHL draft, and at the 50th overall pick in the second round, the Anaheim Ducks have selected Mathis Preston, who is joining us now. Mathis, congratulations. How are you feeling?
Yeah, such a relief. You know, so thankful for, you know, the people around me that have got me here, my family, my loved ones, and I think just pure excitement. You know, you're drafted to the NHL, and yeah, I'm super excited to get started.
What was going through your mind when your name was called on the stage?
Yeah, I think definitely, you know, a little bit of stress got relieved there. You know, you're sitting there kind of anticipating and waiting. But, you know, now just, you know, today's not about you. It's about your family, the people that have gotten you here. And yeah, I'm super, super excited. And I would say just grateful for the opportunity.
So Mathis, in being selected by the Anaheim Ducks, what do you know about the organization? Did you have any conversations with the team prior to obviously hearing your name?
Yeah, I talked with them at the NHL Combine. I didn't talk to them after that, but yeah, I thought the meeting went well. And you know, I know it's a great place to play. I remember I play in Vancouver, and the Anaheim Ducks were versing the Canucks, and I went to a game, and I think they put like 6 goals up on them. It was just so offensive, so fun to watch. And yeah, I can't wait to, you know, play like that and, you know, be a part of it.
That's awesome that you've already kind of gotten a taste of Ducks hockey. Have you ever been to Southern California?
I haven't, no. But I've heard it's an unbelievable place and great weather. So yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, what do you think about wearing flip-flops to the rink? Because one of the few places you could do that.
Oh, I know. I'm so excited. In Penticton, the weather's great. And, you know, in summer, we always wear like slides to the rink. So doing that in season is going to be, it's going to be awesome. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, let's talk a little bit about your style of play on the ice. You know, I know you changed teams this year too, playing in the Western Hockey League. So going back to the year, where do you feel like you were able to grow your game the most?
Yeah, I thought I grew my game like on the defensive side. You know, it's not something that can just be switched overnight. You know, you work on it, and it takes time, takes video. But I think I improved on that. And you know, obviously I got injured, which was disappointing. And you know, it's frustrating being away from the game you love for that long. But I thought I did a really good job of, you know, working hard to get back. Even though, you know, our team wasn't necessarily in the playoffs. But I wanted to get back and be there for the guys and, you know, play the last few games with them.
What was kind of your motivator as you went through that injury and getting back and knowing that this, you know, being your draft year?
Yeah, I think just, you know, my love for the game. I have such a passion, and every time I was, you know, doing rehab, it's just how can I get back on the ice? You know, not necessarily playing game. Just I wanted to just, you know, feel the puck with my stick again. Feel my blades touch the ice. It's the best feeling in the world. So I think that was my motivator, and definitely my family around me. I leaned on them during that time because it's not easy being hurt, especially in your draft year, but just leaning on them as much as I can.
And talking about getting to have people to lean on, you're also very close with the Ruck brothers, who I know were already selected in this draft, both going together to the Penguins. What was that like, not only getting to see that moment, but in knowing that you guys can all kind of bond in this draft moment?
Yeah. Honestly, I'm so happy for them. We grew up together, and to see them go to the same team, which is kind of rare, it's so exciting. And our families are super close, so yeah, I was just so happy for them. They're really good alone, but when you put them together, they're unreal. So yeah, I'm excited to see what they do, and hopefully they can do at the NHL level.
Talking a little bit more about your game, what is something that you want Ducks fans to know about, whether it's your style of play or just your aspirations with your hockey career?
Yeah, I think I'm a guy that plays offense. Pushes the pace of the game. Loves to drive the bus up front. Dynamic skater. I think I'm super creative off the rush and in the zone. I think my best attribute is just making players around me better. Giving my teammates good looks. And finding them in open space is something that I like to do. And I like to see my teammates score.
And Mathis, do you have a favorite, well, being from, the Vancouver area and playing there, do you have a favorite team that you watched growing up or a favorite player?
My favorite player was like Nylander. I think just the way he plays the game, he's so creative. And he's got that swagger to him every time he plays. He's so confident with the puck, and obviously I think there's like some differences between our games, but he's a guy that I love to watch.
All right. Well, this was awesome having you as a part of this. Congratulations on being selected by the Anaheim Ducks. We look forward to welcoming you here to Orange County.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
It's day two of the NHL draft, and in the second round, the Anaheim Ducks selected 45th overall, Jaden Kurtz. Jaden, congratulations. Welcome to the Anaheim Ducks. How are you feeling?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, it's a dream come true. It's what you want since you're a little kid growing up. You want to kind of see your name on that board and to have it be a reality. It's awesome.
And you're back home in Minnesota for this moment, surrounded by friends and family. Can you tell us a little bit about what your setup was like and just hearing your name called?
Yeah, I set it up at my aunt's. She has a nice backyard setup. She's got a pool and all that. So it's a pretty good setup back there. And just to have my friends and family be there with me for the special moments, really awesome. I mean, they've been there through the ups and downs of my whole hockey career. So just to kind of celebrate with them it's amazing.
And getting to be selected by the Anaheim Ducks, what do you know about the organization? And had you had any conversations with the team here?
Yeah, it's a great organization, obviously young, up and coming. So I'm just excited to get to work and get to development camp and just meet all the new staff and kind of pick their brains and just develop.
And you were the highest ranked Scholastic player in this draft, the first high school player taken in the draft too. How much pride does that give you in knowing you have that honor?
Yeah, 100%. Take a lot of pride of it. I mean, I stayed back for my high school senior year for a reason. And so, I mean, just to be able to be selected by such a great organization in the second round is really a dream come true. And obviously, like for Rogers, Chase Cheslock, he was drafted in the fifth round and he was staying for his senior year. So just to be playing in high school my senior year and enjoy that moment with my buddies, friends, and all the people you go to school with, it's awesome.
Probably helps having the familiarity around you and home cooked meals. You don't have to worry about that just yet. Well, Jaden, you're going to be heading to the Chicago Steel next year, and you did play a couple games with that organization, part of the USHL. How did that help you in your hockey career and knowing you're going to be taking that next step next season?
Yeah, it was awesome. It's obviously a great spot down there. And then they got Gomez and Motto, obviously such great hockey minds and know so much about the game and both had really successful careers. So just being able to go down there and kind of pick their brain, learn from them and all that, I think it's going to be awesome. Obviously last year, then going into next year, learn even more. So it'll be great.
And then following that time, you're going to be going to the University of Wisconsin. Why was that the right fit for you?
Yeah, it just felt like home at the end of the day. It's obviously close to home in Minnesota. It's about 4 hours. And then obviously that coaching staff is so great and has a great track record, obviously, of developing defensemen for especially obviously forwards too, but sending them to the National Hockey League. So it's just awesome. It's a great place to be, and the school part and the campus is all amazing.
In talking a little bit more about the hockey side of things, I read that you switched to defenseman partway through your high school hockey career. Since you took that role on, you know, what are some things that you feel like you were able to either strengthen in your game there, or taking from, you know, the offensive side of the game into the defensive side of your game?
Yeah. I was kind of a forward growing up, and then in the summertime I'd be a defenseman normally, so I was kind of flipped back and forth between those, so I wasn't really unfamiliar with the position, but I would never played it full time, so kind of just, I think I see the ice really well. I think I'm a really good passer and have really good hockey sense, so being able to kind of be like the quarterback back there, seeing from all the way back all the way up. So yeah, I think, I mean, obviously I think I'm a good skater, so I think just being able to kind of keep up with the fast forwards coming down and stuff, so I think, yeah, skating made it really easy.
What are some other things that Ducks fans should know about you as a player?
Oh, yeah. I think I'm a really good 200-foot defenseman. I like to obviously score, so I have that forward background kind of. So I have that offensive instinct, but I'm also really reliable in the D zone and kind of a 200-foot guy. So, yeah, I'm just really looking forward to getting out there and kind of showcasing what I can do.
Have you been out to Southern California?
I have. I think when I – it was 2019, maybe. I think we, for the Blades, we had a tournament in LA, and I think we went to a Los Angeles Angels game, I think. And so I've kind of been familiar with that area when we went down there. But yeah, it was obviously a great time, great city, and all that.
And we do have a number of Minnesota guys on the roster here: Jackson Lacombe, Drew Hellison, Ryan Poehling, all Minnesota guys. So I'm sure it'll give you a little bit of a sense of, you know, home on that end.
For sure. No, yeah. Obviously, watching Jackson Lacombe growing up, like being at the Gophers, kind of try to model my game after him in a way. So growing up, watching him just play at the Gophers for his career is just awesome. He's obviously a really good player and super talented. So yeah, it's awesome.
Is there any other NHL player that you like to watch?
Yeah, I'd say Brock Faber as well. Obviously, really good 200-foot defenseman. Played for the Gophers in the Wild. So kind of flip him on every night you're at home, whenever you're watching the NHL. So yeah, I think he's a really good player as well. I try to take bits and pieces from his game.
You were also named a finalist for Mr. Hockey, and that's a really big deal for anyone listening that doesn't know about that for the state of Minnesota. What did that mean to you, and just, you know, getting to those honors?
Yeah, for sure. It meant a lot. Obviously, it's kind of your goal going into the season to be with those big names, like kind of in the past. So all those big names who have came through Minnesota high school hockey, and a lot of them stayed their senior year when they had junior opportunities. So take a lot of pride in your name being up there. So it really was special to me for me to have my name kind of on that list of top 10.
And Jaden, what does the rest of your celebration look like today, since you were mentioning the pool and all of that?
Yeah, probably jump in the pool for a little bit and just keep spending time with friends and family. So just celebrate with all of them, because they're so important to me. So it'll be a great day for sure.
Awesome. Jaden, congratulations. Welcome to Anaheim. We look forward to meeting you at development camp.
Thank you. Super pumped to be a part of this organization. Really appreciate it.
Day two of the NHL draft is rolling along, and for the Anaheim Ducks, they have made their third round selection, 82nd overall. It's Ryan Chazinski. Ryan is joining us now from Needham, Massachusetts, back at home. Ryan, how are you feeling?
I'm super, super excited. Obviously, joined a great organization on the uprise, so it's super exciting times, and can't wait to get down there.
Can you give us a little bit of background on hearing your name called, that moment, and anyone that, you know, was in the room with you?
Yeah, so I was outside, have TV outside, brought outside, and tons of family around, grandparents, cousins, aunts, uncle. My billet family from Canada came down. We were all sitting there. It was just kind of tense, you know, the picture going by. And then it was like a commercial. It came back, and I see my name right there. So I was super excited. It was an awesome moment. My family was going crazy. So it was a really happy moment.
That's awesome. And so special to have all of those people supporting you in that moment. So in talking a little bit more about this pick, you know, being from the Anaheim Ducks, what do you know about the Ducks organization?
Yeah, I used to live in San Diego. So when I was younger, so growing up a little bit, seeing the Ducks, seeing LA out there. So I know a little bit about being out there in California. I know some some guys that have been drafted by Anaheim, and just when I was younger, used to watch the Mighty Ducks.
So you're familiar with the movies. Well, Ryan, you talked about being in San Diego. I know that your dad is a football coach, and at the moment with Boston College, your brother also playing for Boston College. Why did you choose hockey instead of football?
No, my parents never pushed me to play any sports. And it was in between when I was moving actually from San Diego to North Carolina, from my dad, and we stayed up in my grandparents who lived up in Massachusetts here. And that was right around when like the Bruins were in the Stanley Cup, and my family's all brainwashed hockey and Boston and all of that, as you can probably imagine. And I just started playing. They got me into it. There wasn't much hockey in North Carolina, so my dad would like put his work socks on, like street hockey sticks, to tape around so we could run around the floors and inside without scratching them. So that's kind of where it just started. I just loved it ever since. Never even went on the football field, played football once. It's just been hockey.
Wow, that's awesome though that you had the support of your family in that time too, even though they didn't have the hockey background. Talking about your style of hockey, I mean, you ended up playing for Moncton in the Q this year. So how did that help you grow as a hockey player?
Yeah, it was awesome. Coming from prep, and I skipped my sophomore year of high school, so just kind of going quickly up through high school and prep, going to Moncton was just awesome. We had an awesome team, awesome coaches. It was an unbelievable organization up there, and it was just a great opportunity for me, playing with a lot of special players. You go up there, the facilities, everything were unbelievable. Unbelievable opportunity to get better and to grow as a player. So that was the biggest thing, was just the growth and the development up there, through the coaching staff and teammates and Mr. Irving, everything like that.
We really saw your growth in the postseason this year. That was something of note, in your draft profile. So, what was the difference there that you felt like you were able to take that next step?
Yeah, it was just I think my style of play is just playoff hockey style. And just the players around me, my line mates, my teammates, the coaches, just it was a good opportunity for me, and obviously the players around me helped me out a lot, and just kept getting better throughout the season. Just kept getting better, all throughout winter up to the end of the season, and in playoffs it was just time to play and have fun, and that's all it was.
Well, we like hearing that you like playing playoff style hockey because that's something that the Ducks got to experience this year. And on that end, seeing some of your highlights, you're a heavy hitter. Where does that come from?
Always having to wrestle with my older brother. Just growing up, always had to fight and battle. So, my dad in the football background always made sure that I knew how to hit guys, and just I'm competitive person. So I like to get in the mix for sure.
Yeah, there's a little bit of crossover there, certainly between the football and hockey, and also just being able to put on weight, get bigger and stronger. I'm sure that that's kind of been helpful having that background. Well, Ryan, as you describe yourself as a hockey player to Ducks fans that might not know you, kind of talking about it a little bit already, what are some other qualities that you feel like kind of define you?
Just my competitiveness. I always want to win. I'm a winner. I always want to win. I'm gonna play hard, physical brand. Just always relentless in the forecheck. Always 100% effort. Getting to the nets a lot. Getting in front of the net. Hitting guys, and then using my skill when I need to make plays. And that's my identity is just that hard physical power kind of game, then using my skill when the time's needed to make plays.
We also like to ask our draft picks, is there a player that maybe you like to model your game after or that you really enjoy watching in the NHL?
I like watching guys like like Tom Wilson, Sam Bennett, the Tkachuk brothers, Marchand. You probably can see where that's going.
Yeah. Awesome.
Player Alec.
Well, we like to hear that too, Ryan. Congratulations. Welcome to Anaheim. We look forward to meeting you at development camp.
Thank you so much.
Day two of the NHL draft is rolling along, and for the Anaheim Ducks, they have made their fifth round selection, 146th overall, selecting Eric Frissard. Eric is joining us now, who is in Buffalo. Eric, what did it mean to you to hear your name called by the Ducks?
Yeah, it means a lot. Obviously, it's something you dream of growing up, and to be lucky enough to be drafted to the Ducks is obviously a huge honor, and I'm really excited for the opportunity.
And getting to be in the building for this moment, did you have friends and family with you, or who was in attendance?
Yeah, just my two parents and my younger sister. So they've, I guess, supported me all the way up through my hockey career so far. So it was special to have them with me.
Eric, you were wearing an orange tie. Did that mean that you had any indication of maybe going to the Ducks?
I guess so. Yeah, it just worked out like that, which is awesome.
Yeah, you're fitting right in quite well already. In talking a little bit more about this, just going back to, your season, where were you able to grow your game?
Yeah, I think I grew my game in a lot of areas. I think a big area though was physicality. I'm a big defenseman, and I guess historically I haven't
Yeah, I
really
got you.
been overly physical, but this year that side of the
Yeah,
game
it's
really
impressive
improved,
to
and
see
that's
you
something that
improve
I'll
on
continue to
the
look to improve as
game.
well.
You're a part of Guelph, and with that season there, will you be going back there next year? And how do you feel like that team was able to kind of help you get ready for your draft year?
Talk with
Yeah, well, the
Coach
staff there, the
Alex
coaching,
Kalmakin throughout the
and the
year.
players
Talk
have all been really
to
supportive,
Sheldon Thompson.
in helping me, I guess, in any of my development on or off the ice. So no, they've been a great help. And then going into this year with the Memorial Cup, it's an exciting time. So yeah, we're all really excited, and yeah, it should be good.
You talked about your size as a defenseman listed at 6'6". What advantage do you feel like that gives you? And just kind of in learning, your body on the ice.
Yeah, well, I think it helps you in a lot of areas, especially as you get older, and I feel kind of fill into my frame. I'll be able to defend hard against opposing forwards. And it'll be tough to, I guess, get around me, especially with my skating ability. I think those are two of my strengths. So yeah, should work well, I guess.
Yeah. You're also known for your academics, which is fitting as you're committed to Notre Dame. Why did you choose to play for the Fighting Irish?
Yeah, my family and I really believe schooling is important. So Notre Dame has a great blend of academics and hockey. So I felt it was a great fit for me and my family to further not only my hockey career, but also academically.
And it's not too far from home for you, being you're from London. Awesome. Well, what else do you know about the Anaheim Ducks organization? Have you ever been to Southern California?
I haven't, no, unfortunately not. My family, we haven't traveled too much, I guess. Yeah, I'm excited to get down there.
Are you, when you come here next week for development camp, what are some things that you're looking forward to in terms of just, getting to meet some of the other guys and then in getting to see the Ducks facilities too?
Yeah, I guess all of that right there. I guess meeting the staff, all the guys, and just really looking to learn and improve, and just kind of enjoy the experience, but try to take something from it.
And Eric, as you go along with the rest of this day, what are you looking forward to about just soaking in the rest of this moment?
I think just enjoying it with my family. They've put a lot in time and effort into, I guess, getting to meet to where I am now. So I think just enjoying with them, but just really just enjoying it and see, I guess, what comes with it. So yeah, just excited.
Is there anything else that you can share with Ducks fans about yourself that you might want them to know?
Yeah, well, I guess I'll always do my best, always looking to improve. Yeah, just love to win, and that's, I guess, why I play. So no, just excited to join this great organization and see what I can do to help them win.
Do you have a favorite NHL player that you like to watch or team?
Growing up, I was a Habs fan. So I guess my dad was from Montreal. So I guess that's I kind of forced into that. But no, I really like just watching defensemen in the league. No one overly specific is who's my favorite. I just like to watch just to learn and kind of develop different aspects of my game.
Awesome. Well, Eric, congratulations. Welcome to the Anaheim Ducks. Looking forward to meeting you at development camp and enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.